From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Funeral arrangements have been announced for boxing legend Muhammad Ali, who died in a hospital late Friday. At a news conference Saturday, family spokesman Bob Gunnell said the 74-year-old Ali died of septic shock due to natural causes. He said that Ali's public funeral will be held Friday afternoon at the KFC Yum Center in Louisville, Kentucky, and will be open to the public. Gunnell said the family wanted everyone who wanted to have the chance to say goodbye.
Muhammad's extraordinary boxing career only encompassed half of his life. The other half was committed to sharing a message of peace and inclusion with the world. Following his wishes, his funeral will reflect those principles and be a celebration open to everyone.
Former President Bill Clinton, comedian Billy Crystal, and journalist Bryant Gumbel will deliver eulogies. The celebration of Ali's life will include a funeral procession through his hometown, and he will be buried in a private service at the city's Cave Hill Cemetery. Tributes to the late champion have poured in worldwide. President Obama said that Ali shook up the world, and the world is better for it. Civil rights leader Jesse Jackson said Muhammad Ali transformed American society.
From Texas across to Florida up to Maryland, we couldn't use a single public toilet. We couldn't use the library or the theaters or sitting in the public parks. Ali identified with that struggle and used his person and his fame to illuminate that state of moral darkness in our country.
Brazilian soccer icon Pelé said on social media that the sporting universe has suffered a big loss and the sadness is overwhelming. This is VOA News.